With that, we're going to go into our agenda. So there's three of us that will be speaking today a little bit. We have Tricia Roth, and she's with Read How You Want, as well as myself. I'm Brenda McBride, the product manager for the Classmate Reader with HumanWare. And then we have Sophia, and she's also works with Read How You Want. So they'll explain what they do and their roles as soon as I turn the mic over to them. So with that, we're going to look at our agenda. So we are going to learn about Read How You Want, where it was founded, the philosophies behind that, and then we're going to look at how we can access material off the web, what people are saying as well, what type of alternative formats are out there and that they're able to provide, and how to navigate the Read How You Want website. So we're going to take a little bit of time later on, come back to this once we go through a PowerPoint presentation, and take you right into the website to show you exactly where you need to be going. And then we're going to look at free chapter downloads. And then we have a special announcement throughout this presentation, so please keep your eyes peeled to that for those people that are attending. So there's an extra special addition for participating at this time or having someone else listen. So please keep your ears open for that announcement. And then we'll be looking at how we can download the DAISY file onto the Classmate Reader. So with that, we're going to just talk really briefly about our portable solutions. So HumanWare has created a variety of portable solutions, and the two that we use with Read How You Want is actually the Stream and the Classmate Reader. And so these are DAISY players that play in synchronized text and audio. They play a variety of formats as well. And so here's a picture. I just decided to put up a different kind of picture of the Classmate Reader so you have a little bit different perspective of how big it is, the size, and different keys that we have on the Classmate Reader. So one of the questions that I have to individuals is how many people have a Classmate Reader or a Stream, and if they're able to write that into the public chat, that would be great as well. And if you would like to have a copy of this PowerPoint presentation, then we would also love to see that email address pop into our public chat. So with that, the reason we invited Read How You Want is so that we are able to have another way or another format, another resource, a resource-based material on where we can download material. And that's why we invited Read How You Want and to also talk about our partnership. So this is very new. I'm going to be learning some new things tonight as well, and we look forward to sharing that. So I see that we have quite a few individuals that have streams, and we have someone with two Classmate Readers, and that's great. And if you have any questions later on, then we will also be posting our email addresses, so you always can get back to us if you have any further questions. So with that, I'm going to pass this over to Tricia, and we are going to enjoy the rest of our time with our Read How You Want special speakers. So over to you, Tricia.
Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate that, and welcome to everybody. I'm very glad you're here. I have to tell you, this is my first webinar, so if there's anything, be patient with me. That would be what I would say, if there's anything that I don't do quite correctly, but it's kind of a thrill to be here. Read How You Want, what I wanted to tell you about is Read How You Want is an Australian company, and we were founded by a pioneer in electronic publishing. His name is Chris Stephen, and in the early 1990s, he had a company in Australia that actually digitized the entire legal system for the government of Australia. And he retired from his job. He sold the company off, thought this was it. He was retired. And a personal issue came up. His sister developed MS. And in the process of this, one of the side effects was that she was losing her ability to read. So Chris became very personally involved in the whole issue about accessible content in terms of trying to help his sister. And he realized that he could take some of the technological expertise he learned in XML publishing and apply it to accessible content. So he developed a team of people who doing research and development, and there were a number of years of R&D funded by the Australian government primarily and some private investors, that the whole goal was to make was to figure out a cost-effective way to make content accessible for readers who couldn't access a standard printed book. It's an interesting, there's always been different kinds of accessible content available, but this is really a new model in just public. Okay, can everybody hear me now? I'm back on. Okay, thank you. Oh, good. Well, thanks for those happy faces. Really? Okay, so Chris was really personally drawn into the whole issue of accessible publishing because of his sister. And he took the expertise that he had from his previous publishing experience and applied the technology really to figuring out how to make content accessible in a very cost-effective manner. And there was about 2 years of research and development, a lot of technology. I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with something called XML, but it is a way of marking up text similar to HTML, which is how you get your web pages. And it basically gives instructions to the words on how to appear in a format. That would be my simple way of explaining that. We've developed our own proprietary XML system that allows us to repurpose from one file content into as many different formats as we, you know, even formats that we haven't thought about yet. But we can do standard large print, Braille, DAISY, even special formats that we're testing right now where the type size is variable, the boldness is variable, and we're trying to see the applications for these things to if it can make it easier for people to read, essentially. The model is very new for the publishing industry, that publishers have never really been brought into, have been vested in the success of accessible publishing. And one of the things that Read How You Want has done is pioneered a new model where we actually go out to the publishers and we get a license, we pay them a royalty fee for the use of their content to make it accessible. We've removed all the barriers to entry for them. They don't have to pay to make it accessible. We do all of that because we have a good technology. It allows us to do it. And our business model is based upon the ability to serve a lot of different niche markets with different formats for publishing. Brenda, I think next slide, please. I talked a little bit about the technology, but what is and how is Read How You Want? We said it's technology in the service of accessible content. So we really are, we're a company with a social mission. We're a for-profit company with a big social mission, is how I explain it to people. And I think I've went through a little bit of the R&D part, so I won't repeat that for you, but the company has 70 plus people working for us. We're across the globe. We are really a virtual company. We have people in Portland, in Seattle, in Phoenix, New York, Pennsylvania, Sydney, and Islamabad, which is where our back office, kind of all of our developers work, and where most of our conversion work takes place. We went commercial in the last year, and in that time, we've been out calling on publishers and talking to them about issues related to accessibility, the importance of providing accessible content, and what we believe is that there is a market for accessible content. There are many other ways that exist right now to access content, but the feedback that I've heard from lots of consumers is, I want to just be able to buy a book like anybody else. I just want to, get the book that everybody else is reading. So that is really a large part of our mission, is to do a simultaneous release of content, at the time of publication. So if a publisher is publishing this, the publishing cycle is really a fall and spring, and so we'll make all their frontlist titles available in the fall at the same time that the regular print edition is available. And this is the goal that we're working with. We have, to date, we have signed about 38 publishing partners, which we've been thrilled about, because what we found is that when we go out and talk to publishers, they're really not terribly aware of how difficult it is to get content in accessible formats. it's not really been put on their radar in a way that I think makes them has made them respond. So it's been very rewarding in that sense, and we're just about to announce that we've signed a very big publisher called Perseus, which is a major producer of fiction, and they also represent 65 other publishers with a range of different kinds of content that's, you know, runs the gamut from fiction to health books to business books to biography, you know, and that is the goal, I guess, in some way. We would like to be the Amazon of accessible content, not just have all of the bestsellers, but we'd like to have a full range and be very deep, because there are about 400,000 books published every year in the United States. It's an amazing number, a tremendous amount of books, and we think that, you know, even if only five people want to read a book, they should be able to read it. I guess, next slide, please, Brenda. Thank you. So the formats that we have, all of our books are available in large and super large type formats, as well as in electronic braille, DAISY, and we are also doing popular ebook formats. We do work for the Kindle, we do work for the Sony Reader, and it seems as if every day there's a new ebook format that's coming out, and we can convert to all of those formats as well. I think the one very big guiding, and it's a very big shift in the publishing industry that technology has been enabling, but that we believe that readers should be able to choose the format of a book, all readers should be able to choose the format of a book that suits them best. The analogy I've been using with people is, well, you wouldn't buy a pair of shoes that didn't fit, so why wouldn't you buy a book that doesn't fit you? So that is the future of publishing, is choice. It's choice for everybody, and it will be something that will make reading easier, I believe, for, you know, a vast number of people. We have next slide, please. Currently, we have our main website, which is readhowyouwant.com, where all of our large print books are available. That is also kind of cross-linked with our DAISY and Braille site, which is now currently inaccessible. It can be easily read by any screen readers. We are working on making our main site 100% accessible as well, and that should be the case in, I would say, by the end of May. That seems to be the goal. We also have a website for us. We print on demand in Australia and also in the U.S. for our large prints. So everything is held digitally. So it's not until a consumer wants it, we then will print a 24-point bold book. And the nice thing about print on demand is that it you know, allows you the freedom to not have to carry a tremendous amount of inventory from a business perspective, and it allows readers to choose the format that actually works best for them. I see that we have a question, and it's, do you offer French books for Canadian schools? We have not ventured into any other languages yet other than English, but it is on the drawing board for us to move into. Our technology is capable of doing other languages. It is more about having to have partnerships with the publishers who publish those books in language. That is how our model is a little bit different from other organizations that provide books. We go directly to the publishers and form partnerships, and then we ask them to send us their content as they are publishing it, so that we have a constant flow of new books. Did that answer your question? We've had our next slide. This is just, I won't read through this whole thing, but we've really only been commercial, I guess, since last August. You know, where our website was up and running, and to date we've just started getting a lot of feedback from readers who I think are very happy about about what we provide. People who, you know, we've gotten letters from people who have you know, have been, their eyesight has been diminishing as they age, or they have had, you know, some, a man wrote to us a very sweet about his father who had had a stroke and can only read 18 point type. And, you know, it's just, it's very nice to hear back from readers, and to get this kind of feedback. It's, it makes us feel better, makes us feel good about what we're doing. And we like to do that. We're on an uphill, it's an uphill, battle right now to get the word out. And this is why we're doing partnerships with companies like HumanWear and creating sort of promotions and things that, that exist in, essentially in the, you know, traditional book buying world, so that people learn about us and have the opportunity to, check out books. We offer free samples on our website, and I'm particularly excited about this program. Next slide, please, Brenda. Or actually, I'm going to skip, if we could, up to the free chapter download program. Because I think we'll come back to navigating our website. Brenda is going to be taking us to the site, and we'll be going through the site and looking at the books. But the free chapter download program is really a program that we're very excited about, because what it really replicates is a book buying experience that exists for readers of standard content. And I think this might be one of the very first times that this has that a promotion like this has been done. And HumanWear has been terrific to work with. We've just launched it. We'll be releasing the first chapters, 20 books every month for the next year. That a free chapter will be available, so you can read the chapter, decide if you want to buy it. We're also very open, if you'd like to go through our collection and give us feedback and suggest to us, you know, which books you would like to read, have to be part of the free chapter download program. We're more than happy to do that. You can see on the slide that you can mail Sophia at readhowyouwant.com, and Sophia will take recommendations and we will try to implement them, you know, over the course of the next 12 months. I'm having a little pause. Sophia is actually, she's not hooked up right. Oh, would I want to talk? Absolutely, I'd be happy to talk about the special. One of the things that we wanted to do was for everybody who came and participated tonight, is that we would like to offer you a free Daisy book from our collection. So all you need to do is go to our website and select a book, and email Sophia and let her know what format you would like it in, and she will then email you back with a link so that you're able to download that book. And that's just a way for us to say thanks for participating in tonight's webinar, and also, you know, spread the word. Share it with your friends. Let them know. Because this is a relatively new concept, I think, and for it to succeed, we're going to need readers like you to help spread the word, chat it up with your friends. Oh, Brenda's reminding me, too, that, yes, we have to have a limited the promotion will be available until May 5th. So as long as Sophia receives an email from you by May 5th, we will then be able to provide you a link for your free download book. And let's see. I think that I have pretty much covered everything. I mean, the basic outline of the program is 20 books. We are doing a range of genres for this download. So some are spiritual and inspirational books. I believe this first month we're doing a work from Eckhart Tolle, who was one of the Oprah Book Club people, as well as some best-selling business books, fiction, and we will always try to have some children's books available as well. We have a fairly good collection of children's and young adult titles. I've got a question here from Simon. Okay. But we'd only have... Okay. The question is, I have no problem with these formats for reference in textbooks, but would only ever read fiction as an audiobook. My concern is that publishers will think they have fulfilled their responsibilities to provide accessible formats and not bother with the more costly commercial audiobooks, which needs to succeed at an affordable price. Simon, all of our books are also available in MP3. Now, they are synthesized voice MP3. The reason for that is that the production values in terms of, you know, very few books are made into audiobooks because of the costs associated with it. So it is a business decision that a publisher will make to weigh the, you know, cost of the production versus what would be the projected sales. So we are making all of our books available in MP3. I believe that should be starting almost immediately as well. So it is a synthesized voice MP3. Oh, yes. Thanks, Brenda. One of the issues associated with accessibility, we really feel like accessibility has three legs to it. One would be actually the format, being able to choose your format. The other is the timing, that it's important to be part of the conversation. When there's a new book out and everybody else is reading it, it would be nice to have it out in accessible formats. The other aspect of accessibility, we believe, is economic. And we have priced our books what we believe, that we have priced all of our books what we think is a very fair pricing. We follow the standards for ebook pricing so that our books are $9.99 and $12.99, which that just depends sometimes upon, it depends upon the size of the book in terms of our DAISY. So our large print and printed on demand books, we try to stick as close as we can to the original recommended retail price from the publisher so that, you know, they remain affordable. Of course, in some cases, when they go to multiple volumes, it's just impossible for us to do that. Simon, that's your worry. Yes, that a lot of visually impaired people will not want a synthesized voice. I don't think we're going to have – our goal here, Simon, is to have as much content made in an accessible format. I don't think that, you know, from the publishing industry, the decision to record an audio book is not based upon a publisher's desire to make something accessible. It's based upon their ability to sell it. It's a strictly a business decision, so which is why less than about 5% of all books ever make it into an audio format. I wish we could do a real book. It is just a matter of expense. I think one of the things, though, that I do think that, you know, Amazon has bought Brilliance, and they have also bought audiobooks.com, I believe. So that is a very big company behind the audiobook business, or as a player in the audiobook business. So I think that a better distribution of spoken word audio will also help to spur the market. And I think that's one of the good things about Amazon being involved in it. Are there any other questions or comments? Okay.
I'm just going to leave us a few minutes here to have an open mic if anyone would like to ask a question verbally that has not put it into the public chat. So please feel free to participate this way. What you'll need to do is hit down your control key, and that will activate your mic. You need to hold it down during your speaking. Since I don't see anyone that has a question, we are going to continue on with the presentation. And I'm just going to finish up the PowerPoint so we can go on into the website. So some really great information and some good things coming down the pipeline and into accessible material. And, you know, we've got to start somewhere, and this is just wonderful news. So I wanted to let you know. Yeah, there's one more comment from Tricia. Just hold on.
Hi, this is Tricia again. I'm back. I wanted to let you know that just in terms of the volumes of books that we're doing right now, too, we add about 200 books a month to our collection, so it is a constantly evolving. We started out with nothing. We have about 3,500 unique titles now, and we are anticipating that by the end of this year we'll have in excess of 8,000 titles. It is a, I guess the way that it really works, the more relationships we have with publishers, the more they feed us content, and so it's kind of an ongoing cycle. So we're constantly releasing new books.
Thanks, Tricia. Thanks for all that wonderful information. I just wanted to cover two last things before we go into the website, and I'm going to give us the contact information. This way I don't have to go back and open this up. I wanted to let you know that we are having another presentation tomorrow with Bookshare at the same time, same place. And we're talking about post-secondary and transitioning, so if you know of anyone that would benefit from that presentation, please have them join us tomorrow. On May 5th, I'm also doing a presentation with Elizabeth Gaeta, and we are talking about comprehension and the opportunities to different ways in which we can try and increase comprehension for individuals with learning disabilities. And then on July 8th, we are going to have a presentation with Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic talking about some of their new programs. Wanted to let you know past presentations are recorded and posted on our website, and those people that have not signed up for our newsletter, please do so, as there is one being prepared right away here. With that, I am going to continue on. Here's our contact information for those individuals that would like to get a hold of us. And while I'm typing, I forgot that I can't hold the microphone down, so sorry about that. So I'm just typing in the link for Read How You Want, and we're going to take you right into the website here. So just bear with me as I type this in. So we're just getting prepared here. Sophia is going to talk a little bit about the webpage. Please let me know that you have, that you are seeing it. And we're just going to go through some of the sites here for you to learn a little bit more about their webpage. So Sophia is going to be joining us, and we're going to be going back and forth between the two of us talking about the webpage here.
Hi, Brenda. Brenda. So this is our Daisy page, and you can see to shop for our Daisy books on the top right, you can log in if you're a member, or you can shop as a guest. And there's also an option to register at the on the top right to be a member. And as you go down the page, you can see you can either shop by bestsellers, different publishers. There's recommended books, and if you scroll down to the left, you can. And there's different categories on the bottom. You can shop by the categories too. And then if you go under bookstore, you can browse by authors, books, categories, formats. You can see if you click on browse by authors, you have all of our authors in alphabetical order. And then if we go back, you can see this link to Read How You Want, Humanware free chapter download. And we click on that. This opens up. Oh, okay. And open up the free chapter download.
Ask a question here for Tricia. For you to sign up with your word and password, I'm assuming that that doesn't cost anything, but that will allow you to sign in and people will be able to keep track of the books. So can you explain the login a little bit more?
This is Tricia Beck again. I'm just signing in. I'll just tell you a little bit what we have about the registration. We have something called the Registered Reader Program, and it is an optional program, but what we're hoping to do with this is, you know, send out a monthly newsletter of new releases, let people know what's happening, if there's any promotional, promotional pricing or things like that that we can make you aware of. One of the other things that we're doing, and this is kind of a, well, sort of new, is we are actually looking, we are actually trying to work with some visually impaired reviewers. So we will be posting reviews and things like that about books that are in the collection, you know, so they could kind of a helpful guide. So the idea is that, again, to replicate some of the book buying experiences that exist when people buy a standard type of book. You have a newsletter about, you know, new things. As we become more evolved, you know, we'll be able to keep track of people's preferences, what kinds of books they like, if they want mystery or science fiction, and all kinds of things like that. So that's really one of the benefits of becoming, you know, a registered reader. But since we're so new at this point, the program isn't, you know, completely up and running. You have to start somewhere. And but it's completely, yes, but we definitely would encourage you to sign up if you wanted to stay in touch and keep up to date on what we're doing. Okay, I'm going to pass you back to Sophie again, okay?
So what we're going to need to do is click on the Read How You Want and HumanWare Chapter Free Download Program. And I am hoping that this is going to work for us. My computer is freezing a little bit. Right now is I'm going to switch and have Trisha's computer become active, and we are going to see it off of her screen, and I'll walk you through how to download a book. The other thing to be aware of is that I'm going to make a tutorial just on how to do the free chapter download specifically, so you don't have to have all the other information. It's very easy to do, and we have a whole bunch of tutorials available, so I will be posting that as well on how to do that. So I'm just waiting for Trisha to... I'm having to deactivate the active screen, and we'll get you to see this. So thanks for your patience. Right now is just writing in www.readhowyouwant.com/Daisy, and she's going to take us into her page. To see the new screen. So I'm just wondering if everyone is able to see the Read How You Want homepage right now, and if it has gone to that page, download page. Okay, great. So we see the HumanWare page that says, welcome to the free chapter download. So this is readhowyouwant.com/HumanWare. Perfect. Thanks, Simon, for passing that information on. What we're going to see is there's 21. This is the book, The 20 Success Secrets of Self-Made Millionaire. And this is one of the best things to have me do is read things out loud for you to really see how I can read. But what you're going to do is choose the format in which you want. So it's available in Braille, but we also have Daisy in audio. And you can choose whether you want Daisy 2.0, NISO, or MP3. And what you're going to do for these downloads is you're just going to right-hand click. So what we're going to have to do is right-hand click the link. And you're going to go down 4 words that says save target as, and it's going to pop up and where you want to save this. So to put this into the classmate in the stream, these are Daisy books, so you're going to save it under $VRDTB, which stands for Daisy. You can create a folder, so that's where you're going to be putting the information. It's going to say save target as, and you're going to put the information into the particular folder. So you're going to either need to connect your classmate or your stream by the USB cable, or you also can use a removable thumb drive, or sometimes computers have a slot for the SD card to go into. And so with that, I'm going to make a tutorial so you'll see it live, side by side, on how to download. And that's really how easy it is. You can save directly right onto your SD card. You don't need to save it onto the desktop. But one of the things that we need to do within this, if you are trying it, is you are going to need to unzip that information because it is a zip folder. So it's very similar to material found within a Bookshare as well. Both of these services, we need to unzip these books and we need to open them up. So we need to save that information into the proper location and unzip it. So those are the keys, but I'm going to put a video on and walk you through that so that you can see my screen because it's unfortunately locked up at this time. And so you'll be able to see both of those. And you'll have that first chapter download so you can have full text and audio. It's read in Samantha. So that is the option for it to be read in. And if you have the Classmate or the Stream, you can have a different voice if you have the male voice. So there's two male voices that you can also be listening to. To access it, if we wanted to scroll down, there's numerous titles that we're able to look at. So you can choose whatever book you want to. So I also wanted to remind you of the special that Tricia has offered you. So please just send an email to sophia@readhowyouwant.com, and you can also have a full book to sample, which is a great opportunity for you to hear everything. And with that, we just wanted to show you the website and share a lot of information with you today, which we have. And I look forward to hearing back from you. Does anyone have any further questions for us right now? Otherwise, we are going to call it a night. We have a few minutes, but I'm going to open it up for questions or chatting. So please feel free to ask us any questions at this time.
Hi, this is Tricia again. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for participating, and any feedback that you have, we're happy to receive any kind of constructive criticism, suggestions, or ideas. That I think that our success is really intertwined with you, and that one of the things, you know, we're trying to develop is an audience for our titles, and a relationship with our readers. It's something pretty new that we're doing, offering this in a commercial way, and we hope that that our being successful in doing this will make content more accessible, will convince publishers to make their content accessible, and that of all the 400,000 books that are published every year in the U.S., all of them at some point will be accessible at the time that they are published. So thanks very much for participating.
Margaret, please go ahead.
A question. I was wondering if you have to be a member to buy books, or do you accept like PayPal or anything like that? What is the gist of that? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No? Okay. We accept PayPal, all forms of credit card payments, so that's not a worry at all. This is just like this is just like being at a regular bookstore. No memberships required, no anything. There's a you can just buy a book.
About your letter thing to subscribe to, can you get that? Is there a charge for receiving that?
That's a comment from me, Margaret. You actually connect through the Classmate page, and you can receive a free newsletter from us. There's no fee for that. I'm not sure that – I don't believe that Read How You Want has a newsletter at this time. But if you have an email address that you would like to send them, if they do that, then I'll pass that on to them for sure.
Yes, just to follow up on that, on Brenda's, Margaret, we will at some point have a newsletter that we will send out to registered readers on our site, just informing them about new titles and things that are coming, but there will not be a charge for that.
Your hand up a while ago, so did you have a question that you would like to ask now?
Hi, Nancy. I am not quite sure to the exact answer to your question. I know that our Braille files are BRF files, .brf, and my understanding is that they would go on a Braille note. Whether our DAISY files could be downloaded, I am not quite sure. This is something I can ask, though, tomorrow and get back to you you know, we have a record of this question here.
Nancy, we'll make sure that we get this question back to you right away regarding the Braille note, so we'll take a look into that for you. If there's no other further questions, I wanted to just say thank you once again for joining us for our webinar session. We hope that you've learned a little bit more. I know that I have, and I look forward to my free book to try out. And we look forward to having you back at another time. And please share this information with others if you feel that they are going to learn from that. There's lots of people that don't know about all of these great services that are out there. So we wanted to wish you a wonderful Tuesday night or Wednesday morning if you are down in the Australia area, and look forward to seeing you back here again sometime soon. Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.